Desert Vista High School. Welcome to the NAU Jazz Festival. It's great to see you guys back under the direction of Michael Krill. Every time you guys come, you guys always bring young talent into the mix, and I really appreciate you guys coming and being part of this festival. My name is Raul Yanez. I'm an adjunct professor at Arizona State University and Scottsdale Community College. Looking forward to hearing you play. I'll be giving you guys some comments throughout the performance, and hopefully it'll be beneficial to you guys as you move forward in the jazz idiom.
This is the Desert Vista High School Tuesday, the Big Band, directed by Michael Krill.
Oh, nice chord changes. Good job, lead trumpet. Keep your sound, keep it nice and full without overdoing it. I love the sound of a trombone. The one thing that I'm always looking forward is, well, I hear the blast. And so far you're controlling it. Second trumpet, the counterpoint you were doing it, remember it's secondary to the melody, so I would definitely play a little bit softer. Oh! Awesome. Good job, guys. I'm so happy that you guys are coming out in a big band group, but playing small group music. Saxophonist, I love how you're taking your time and being really conscious of where you're playing. So obviously there's no way you're going to overpower the trumpet, so you can relax what you're doing. But doing your solo, I am hearing a couple of notes that are not in the key. In the tonal center. All right. Nice smile, Trevor. I think you're doing nice. Be careful. We're back to the... There you go. Hey, good job, Trumpet. You're definitely on your way on the right track. A couple of suggestions is... And again, sometimes it's nerves. And you're using a little bit too much vibrato. If you can control your sound a little more and not let it and limit the amount of vibrato that you use on the trumpet during your solo, you'll be able to articulate and hear the notes and match the pitch even better. Thank you. nice balanced horns. Alright, bass drum. It's a little too loud. It's a little bit too loud. Again, let's make sure we keep the melody on top. Great start, guys. Great start. A lot of good stuff I'm hearing here. And again, definitely commend you, Mr. Creel, on giving these guys a chance to improvise, finding some avenues for them to be creative within the chart. It's awesome. Not sure if that last part had a written part for the sax solo, or maybe I think that's probably your idea to add him in there in the front, at the end, which was a great idea. Just a saxophone there at the end. It's your spot to shine. Yeah, you want it. So just have fun with it. You know what I mean? That's good. Bass player, I think you're doing great. Your band director is definitely challenging you by playing some real stuff. This is definitely the real jazz. And I do want to say something about this song. It's hard to consider. Is every time John Coltrane played the melody, it was always different. So. Was nice. B2, how quiet it was. Love the balance here. Saxes has a couple little intonation problems. We gotta stay on top of it, rhythm section. Right or wrong, the one thing we can't change is where that downbeat is. So. Don't rush. Don't rush, guys. I don't think there's a tempo change here. Alto sax, just some ideas. Just, I think finding some target notes would be a great idea. And then just lead into those target notes. There's nothing wrong with memorizing target notes, especially when you're just starting on a solo. Don't rush, saxophone. Really appreciate you playing some ballads here. As you have more time to work on this piece, the challenge that would be to play that even slower and slower and slower. But no, I think it's a great start. Great start. Again, Bradley, I'll definitely talk to you during the clinic about just our target. Take the time and find some target notes that you could lead into. To get that way, every time you get to all those little sections where you have to improvise, you'll feel comfortable about a note that you can hear, and that can lead to better intonation and also making your improvisation solo more cohesive. Nice comping, piano player. But especially with fast tunes, especially if you're coming from a classical background like me, it's really hard to let go of that pedal. But in jazz, if the song is faster than 80 BPM, there's no need for a pedal, unless it's a special effect. But I'm hearing you press the pedal every time. Good job, trombones. I know you guys take a lot of room. Maybe something to help you guys blend even more would be to get closer. I really would like to hear a little bit more of the guitar. Yeah, definitely the guitar needs to be a little bit louder. Percussionist. Whoever's playing the percussionist? You're doing a good job. Not sure if you're also, you're probably a drummer too. Good job with the shakers. Moving to the high tom on the drums, I'm not sure if that was too effective. Right here, right before the saxo started, it would have been awesome to hear just a low tom hit, one on four, just to help line up that space. Alright, as young musicians, it's really hard to improvise, or really easy depending on how you want to see it. But if you want to play accurate notes, in tone, and within the tradition, then it takes a lot of work to do that. Since we heard Bradley a lot, I'm going to have a lot of points for Bradley. One thing that I hear a lot of young musicians doing is grabbing on to a motif that it becomes their comfort zone. And your comfort zone, it seems to be playing half notes and whole notes. And I understand that, because what you're doing is you're letting your ear line up your pitch. That way you can feel more, that way you can line up your pitch with the rest of the band. But I really think if you played your solo and just played quarter notes or even eighth notes, staccato notes, then it'll give you time and space to listen to the rhythm. I appreciate you, Mr. Creel, for paying homage to Chuck Mangione with having him play the flugelhorn on this song too. Definitely a stylistic trait. It's important, I think. Yeah. Or just a piano playing sustain pedals. It's just a little bit, there's two, just I think we just need more shorter tones. That way we can listen better to the percussion. Line this whole section up. Be careful, stay listening to the band. As you guys get louder, you're starting to put too much trust on the horn section, and you're kind of slipping away from the drums a little bit. It could be the room, it could be a lot of things. That's one thing bands and band directors always have to struggle with. Strong trumpets at the end, good job. I could have used a little bit more trombone and a little bit more of the saxes there at the end. Good job, guys. Appreciate you again. I have a lot of comments, and again, the goal is to help you and help you in your journey in jazz. But please don't let any of these comments take away from the hard work that I definitely see from both you, the student, and also the director, Mr. Krill. You're doing an awesome job as usual, and it's great to see how. Different musicians. I think a lot of these are new students for you. So you mentioned, I think, that your bass player is in ninth grade. That's crazy. So I think she's doing an awesome job. I can't wait to work with them all in the clinic today. Thank you for supporting jazz and Mr. Creole. Please continue doing what you're doing. I live in your neighborhood, and I know it's not something that's supported very well, a lot in the other schools in our neighborhood, and I think you're doing an awesome job. Thank you. All right, I'll see you guys in a few minutes.